This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Today, we're going to take a look at graduation rates. Dr. Jill Weber, a principal at Roseburg High School, and graduation coach Rob Coulson in. Guys, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you. Welcome. Happy to be here.
So, overall, the state data comes out, and you can get pages of data, and people can get bogged down in data just like they do other kinds of data that is out there. But just how much did the pandemic affect the graduation rates locally?
Yeah, for us, quite a bit. We can look at this, you know, across the state. We can look at our county data, and we can look at our individual school data. And even that is a snapshot and tells us a little bit of the story, but the story goes so much deeper. So the pandemic has affected our students, has affected our staff, has affected our community, as we know. And so we did see a drop in our grad rates this year from last year.
And explain, there's a terminology, we covered it in a story a few days ago about the four-year cohort grad rate. What's included in that?
Yeah, it's interesting because often people think about grad rate just meaning that how many of our seniors graduated, but that's really not what the grad rate is. The grad rate tells us of the kids that were at Roseburg High School, and we'll say those starting in ninth grade, how many of them graduated within 4 years on time. It comes down to any student who came into our school and that was the last school they attended. So it could be a senior who came the end of their senior year. They're still counted in our four-year grad rate. Or it could be someone who started in ninth grade on the first day of school with us. So we do look at that four-year cohort rate, looking at all the students over those 4 years. So that's quite a bit. And that those that graduated on time. So we also, though, look at a five-year completer rate. And that five-year completer rate looks at kids who are continuing on and maybe getting their diploma in that fifth year. It also includes students who earn their GED. So those are both things also that we look at when we're thinking of students who are graduating and completing, maybe not in those 4 years, but maybe in a different way or a little bit more time.
And when you look at that four-year rate, then under that falls kids who you weren't responsible for the whole way through.
Yep, that happens too. So a kid may move into our school from another place and start their senior year with 10 credits and they need 24 to graduate, but we'll do everything we can to help them achieve their goal. May take a little longer, a different way, but we'll do what we can to help support them.
So going through a pandemic, obviously nobody really saw all of this coming probably.
No, it when we looked at this group coming through the end of their ninth grade, so that was 18, 19, the end of their ninth grade year, we had over 90% of them on track to graduate. We really were looking at this class as breaking the 89% record we had last year. We thought we were going to meet that goal of over 90% on to graduate in those 4 years. We were pretty excited. But the pandemic knocked everybody back. We had to figure out distance learning. We had to figure out how to use the computer to teach. We had to connect with kids that maybe didn't have Wi-Fi at home or that didn't have computers. We had to figure out new ways of doing things. And that was on me as a building principal. It was on the teachers as instructing differently. It was on the kids and figuring out how to learn differently and families, how to support their students differently.
I think back to something Dr. Bob Dannenhofer said in January of 2020. I believe it was that first month. And I think that was on one of our interviews, though I talked to him off air at other times as well. He said, almost nobody that's alive today has gone through a pandemic before, so we're probably going to mess some things up.
Yeah. I've said to my staff just the other day that I love to read and research and learn from others, but nobody has written the manual on how to recover after a pandemic. And it's up to us to figure out what to do to help our families and community and kids.
So, Rob, talk about what your role is as a graduation coach.
So I primarily work with ninth graders. What my job is to shepherd students who are struggling, make sure to find the supports that they need, put them in touch with teachers, and get them what they need to get them over the line. And it looks different for every student. It can be a pat on the back. It can be extensive tutoring, or it can be moving to more extensive systems. And so I keep track of the data, and I kind of figure out what thread to pull when.
How long have you been in this position?
This is now the sixth year I've been doing this.
So you were here before the pandemic. What was it like at the front end trying to communicate with students during that, especially that first few months?
It was very difficult. All of the things that we would do, all of that had to change and had to change on the fly. So where primarily it was a face-to-face thing. If I needed to talk to a student, I went and found their classroom or I sent a note for them and we'd have the discussion. We'd figure out what we need to do. Once we didn't have that face-to-face contact, things got much more difficult. So I spent a lot of time trying to call phones that weren't being answered. And so we had to get really creative. And so we started doing, sending text messages. We started sending emails. We started trying to set up home visits. We even started doing what was called limited in person. So kind of towards the middle of the distance learning year, when we had students who were struggling and we knew we needed to get them in, we'd invite them in for a couple hours, on a Wednesday and try to work with them in order to try to help them get caught back up and get done what they needed to get done.
So did you have very many kids that just sort of dropped into a black hole?
So what I would say is we do everything we can to avoid that happening. Because, the students stop showing up and we start trying to call and start trying to make contacts. But despite all of the things that we were doing, yeah, sometimes that did happen. And it happened more during that distance learning year than it normally would.
What about the tracking you do on ninth graders starting there? It sounds like there's a real big connection to how you do in your freshman year and how you come out at the end.
Oh, sorry. I thought that was for Dr. Weber. No, it's predictive. So if you go and look at the state data and you line up the cohorts of when their freshman year was and where their grad rate is, it's within a percentage point almost every single year. So what you can do is you can pretty much, put a wager on it where if we're at 90% on track, that in 3 years' time, that's pretty close to where that graduation rate's going to be. What we saw for this cohort is even we had that 90% on track, that did not happen. And we saw that significant drop of about 13-14%. And so that is directly related to the challenges that we had during the pandemic.
And talk about the smaller learning communities and their role in all this.
Yeah. The small learning communities are at the just center of everything that we do for freshmen. What happens is that each kind of group within our freshmen all have the same three teachers for English language arts, science, and for wellness, which is a combination of health and PE. What it allows those teachers to do is to have conversations about their students as a group and as individuals and to plan kind of joint interventions and activities and things to help them out. They also get some time once a month to sit down as a group, have that opportunity to call students in, give them a pat on the back, let them know when they've improved and they're doing well, let them know sometimes when they haven't and that they need to pull their stuff together and get it going. And to build that community, because we know that community and relationships are what drives everything that happens at Roseburg High School.
And during, especially in 2020, that community really got cut off.
It was not possible to do small learning communities because we were having to adjust the schedule so much. It just wasn't something that could function. And so what you really find is at the end of the day, schools matter. And all of those things that we were doing made an impact. And when you took all of those away, what you see is the result of what happens without the tireless work that our staff does.
Do you think of the four grades at RHS that there was a particular grade that was impacted harder during the pandemic?
I'll say this. I think all grades were impacted, but we know how important the freshman year is. Students who are on track after their ninth grade year are 3.5 times more likely to graduate high school. So when that disruption happened to our ninth graders, it has a massive impact. And so our underclassmen were particularly affected. So what you're really, sorry, lost the thread there. So what you'll see is that those particular groups got hit slightly harder. And what you'll see is our 11th and 12th graders during that time, we were able to kind of pull them through because they were right there at the line and they were able to get them over the line. But our 9th and 10th graders had a lot longer to go. And they were struggled a little bit more as a result.
And I would think that would even tie into sort of the human development piece. I mean, you're younger as a teen. You haven't figured a lot of things out. yet, and there's still a lot of things that you're questioning, and just your maturity level, frankly, is generally lower than a junior or senior.
Yeah, 100%. And you start seeing that socially, too. One of the things that we saw is that students struggle in more social situations, and so we also had to spend a lot of time trying to kind of recover on that end of things, as to learning how to be high school students, learning how to behave, learning how to interact with one another.
All right, we're going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. Dr. Jill Weber and Rob Colson, a graduation coach at RHS, the interview podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1246 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1249, Lars Larson at 1. We'll talk about the Smart Reading Program on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County. Dr. Jill Weber from Roseburg High School, the principal and graduation coach Rob Colson, talking about the graduation rates at RHS, their impact from the pandemic. So, Jill, do you have data from improvements in the last couple of years that maybe make you more hopeful about the future graduation rates?
Yeah, absolutely. We've tracked this data very carefully, and we've noticed, you know, over the last 7 to 8 years, the growth in our grad rates and the growth in our ninth grade on track. And the pandemic did drop both of those. And we're already bouncing back, though. We already see the things that worked in the past are working again. Maybe we have to do it a little differently in the way that we connect with kids, the way that we're connecting with families, the supports they need. Are a little different. Mental health has been a huge factor right now. We're getting the supports for students with that. But it's working. We're seeing it come back. We're seeing our data bounce back. So the smaller learning communities, the mental health, the relationships that we have with staff, the graduation coach, the check-ins. There's so many things I could list that we do for students that help make school that safe, welcoming, warm place where they're getting all the supports they need to be able to learn.
But is there a concern that maybe because the kids that are now at RHS mm-hmm. were in middle school mm-hmm. yeah. during the pandemic, we're not exactly sure how they were impacted, yep. that maybe this isn't going to be yeah. as quick and
yeah.
out.
Yeah, absolutely. We're not going to see it next year being all of a sudden we're back above 90%. As I said earlier, it is a four-year graduation rate. So we're not even out of the students who have been impacted at Roseburg High School by the pandemic, let alone the students at the middle school and elementary school. So as an entire system, we have to look at how we're supporting students to gain those skills back and close those gaps so that they can graduate on time in those 4 years.
And I know there's a book out that Dr. Pockran at UCC gave me that I have not gotten to yet, other than glancing through, that just talks about kids who went through this time and how they're essentially going to be forever changed.
Yeah. Yes, I believe that. We're seeing that. And we're trying to figure out how to take them where they're at and help them reach the goals that they want.
Now, what about changes from the Rose Elementary School and some of the shifts that you did during this time as well? How does that impact the data?
Yeah, as a district, we decided that we no longer want an alternative school. We no longer want a separate GED program, that we believe that Roseburg High School, we can support all students. So Rose Alternative School closed, and we brought their program into our school, and their students are just part of our student population. And we also brought the GED classes into our school. So we're providing services and supports for all students. That data did come with them, though. So if they were struggling when they were at Rose Alternative School, that data came with us. The GED program as well causes some changes in our data. When a student chooses to enter the GED program, they no longer count as part of that graduation for a four-year completer, but they will count as a completer during that fifth year. So for example, right now we have over 91% of our students counted within that fifth year graduation or a completer because of the GED program. We had 13 students that completed their GED last year, and we have 19 students that did not meet that four-year cohort completer rate, but they're going to finish most likely in their fifth year. So we have to look at all that data at the same time.
Now, during the last couple of years, we've had summer enrichment mm-hmm. activities in the summer. Do you feel like that's helped kids re-engage just in education in general?
Yeah, absolutely. It's become a part of just the culture of our school. We had over 400 students attending summer school last year, whether it's just to enrich and gain some more knowledge, or it's recovering some credits that they may have lost. So we have special programs for our ninth grade students who maybe have failed a class and they need to gain those credits back. We also have some online learning, teacher support, and other classes happening for students in grades 10 through 12 that need to regain those credits. So it's a pretty robust program and a lot of stuff happening, very active campus during the summer. And students are growing and regaining credits during that time too.
Has challenging that or staffing that been a challenge?
Our teachers are amazing. They come out and they want to help. We have a transition program for students coming from 8th to 9th grade. We have teachers teaching English and math in 9th grade. We have all these others supporting. We have quite a few staff that are willing to do that. So they're amazing because they know it's the right thing to do to help kids.
Rob, what have you seen, especially this school year, in terms of hopeful signs?
I'm extremely optimistic. The students who have returned are working extremely hard. They want to get where they're going, and they have a huge optimism for the future. They know they are really learning very quickly where they want to go, and that economically getting through high school is really important to them. So now I'm very excited.
Do you see challenges, though, that worry you some days?
Yeah. There's concerns, of course. Students, you know, to a certain extent, skill-wise, are still getting caught up. And that we're still struggling a little bit with attendance and getting students through the door. And we know that being there is the number one thing. So we struggle with that, but I think we're going to eventually be able to overcome that as we move along and find more connections for them.
And in a typical day, what's your job like?
I'm all over the place, and I would say there isn't necessarily a typical day. Some days it can just be just meeting with kids and talking about what's going on in life, and that can be what's happening in their classes, what's going on, what happened at home yesterday that they need to deal with. It can be kind of having a more stern conversation, and it could be contacting home. It can be working with counselors and teachers to let them know what's happening with that student. And I have a study hall most days where I'm working with students at lunch and after school on just about any subject you can possibly imagine.
Now, is a graduation coach, is that common in high schools?
That's become more common in high schools. So the high school success funds that came when our voters voted in this additional money to support high school graduation rates, many high schools across our state have used that funding to help with graduation coaches. And we've seen an increase as a result of that.
So looking at all the data, other things that people should know about.
I think that I want to just talk that the story is bigger than the numbers, that the numbers are there. And as we've shared our story, that these are lives, they're people, they're people who have hopes and dreams. And it's a large community coming together for this. I also want to say that our kids are resilient. They've come through all of this and they're continuing to grow. Our staff are resilient and our community is pretty amazing. So with all that support, I look forward to seeing the growth that happens across our school and across our community.
We've got about 40 seconds left. Just real quick, as an aside, you've had a lot of changes physically on the campus this year.
Yeah, we did. We closed down the old main and we've moved classes. Teachers are sharing spaces and we moved some modulars into the back of the field. So you can see those when you drive up I-5 to look down into there. So we only have weightlifting inside that old main building right now. The rest of it's closed down.
All right. And there is the music. We're out of time. Principal Dr. Jill Weber, graduation coach Rob Polson, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.